Blog Talk Radio.
Ourselves a show right now. Michael, how are you, Michael?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yay, Mickey Chalala. Yay.
Well, it's a retarded day. What's going on here?
Yay.
I feel a little bit, yeah.
And then you look it a little bit, too.
I'm sure I do, especially right now.
Why, what happened? Did something happen to you today that you're looking a little more retarded than usual?
It's been a very long weekend working. I'm
oh,
not
yeah?
enjoying
what
life
kind
right
of shit,
now.
What kind of shit came in your way?
I don't know. Well, there's a, obviously, as you guys know, there's a very large storm of brewing.
No. When? Here?
And, yeah, and so people are trying not to run out of gas, and I have to try to make sure they don't run out of gas, but people are being difficult, and it's not fun.
By gas,
that sounds like...
Let's back it up. I don't even know what Mick does for a living.
I wouldn't say it's for a living.
Mick is actually just a gas jockey, like, despite what everybody says, despite... All the technical jargon, he actually literally just pumps gas at the gas station. He's like, oh, we got to make sure that everybody's fueled up and ready to go, and I got to make sure all my gas stations are full and we got to make sure the prices are correct. Now Mick just literally is the guy that pumps your gas.
I see. All right, then let me get a full tank of unleaded. High octane, please. Thank you.
So
coming right
cash.
Up. I'll get right off.
Thank you. I'll take a tank of super, please. Fill it up all the way.
All right.
Super duper.
So, here's the thing, Mick. Have you seen, and this is something that I highly recommend to you because Louis and I have been watching it. Louis and Fermil and I have actually been watching it. Did you see The People versus O.J. Simpson on Netflix?
No, I watched the ESPN one.
Right.
I don't think I watched the Netflix one yet.
No, this one is starring Cuba Gooding Jr. and John Travolta and Nathan Lane.
Oh, no, I did not watch that one yet.
No, you and Erica should sit down and watch this. I believe you two will enjoy it.
Is this for historical or value, or is this just for like comic relief value?
A little bit of both.
I wonder how historically accurate it is. It seems to come off as sticking to, but it's peppered with some things that I wonder if how they got that information, if it's true.
Yeah, there could be. Okay. I feel like some of the stuff that they portray can only be speculation. Like, I don't feel like there was enough of parties involved did not, like, for example, there's some stuff with Rob Kardashian is dead. So I feel like there's certain things that happened with him that couldn't be. Yeah, Rob Kardashian was I guess, first off, he was apparently OJ's best friend, which is how we got introduced. This is why I wanted to talk about this on the
like
show.
He did
a bunch of different shit. Something like that. I don't know if he wrote a letter, but he read a letter from OJ, I believe.
Oh, that's
yeah,
what
he
read
the letter.
Yeah,
the suicide letter that pretty much
right,
said
right.
That
that's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
But that's we got the. OJ is among, obviously, the other things that OJ is responsible for. Apparently, he is responsible for the Kardashians. We can blame the Kardashians directly on OJ.
Well,
on
do you know that
– of Nicole.
You guys didn't watch the – there was – I think it was on the ESPN one I saw where they were talking about how after the – murders and when OJ was going through his issues with the memorabilia stuff and right before he got arrested for that, which is what he's still in jail for, they showed I don't even think it was the Kardashians on TV. It might have been, but it was Kim Kardashian. Maybe she was on one of those other reality shows when she was first becoming popular. And OJ supposedly, according to this guy, pointed to the screen and is like, oh, that's my niece. This show will probably last 6 weeks.
Really? That's the crazy thing. Like, apparently he and Rob Kardashian were very, very close, which I did not.
Yeah.
I don't remember from that time because I remember a lot about that. I don't know if you guys do, but I was very much alive during the time of the OJ Simpson thing, and I was following it. Like, it was all over the news. I don't think you had any choice as an American but to follow this case.
Like, I remember people complaining that they were preempting, like, news and soap operas and all the stuff people watch during the day to show the trial,
Yeah, that was me. I was one of the ones complaining about how this was fucking garbage and there shouldn't be any reason why it's on television. But apparently, O.J. Simpson, a guy who is famous for sports, for doing things in sports, apparently he became the number one most important thing in America during that time.
It was the trial of the century, and it truly was the trial of the 20th century. But there's no trial that compared to the O.J. Murray case.
Nothing compares to this trial. Everyone on that trial became a Judge Lance Ito became a celebrity because of that trial. And where is he now? Like, what is he doing now?
I think he's blowing little Asian boys, but speculation on my part, mostly.
So apparently, Rob Kardashian was OJ's best friend, which I did not know. And I guess the girls used to call him Uncle Juice, which, again, is something completely bizarre. I mean, that itself is something that you should question.
And this was the writers having some fun on the show. There's a moment on the show when Robert Kardashian sits down the kids and he has like this, 1 minute speech, which in the show is pretty long, about like just, taking the higher moral ground and that's what we Mark Kardashians do. And
he says friendship and loyalty and the moral ground is more important than celebrity. That's what he said.
And
And he said that to his fucking Kardashian children, who obviously
went
on to become.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was Louie and I looked at each other and we're just like, get the fuck out of here. Like apparently if Rob Kardashian was being earnest, then he's rolling in his grave right now.
Nice somersaults. But if not, it was a writer having fun and being like,
yeah, I'm sure.
You're Kardashians. Fuck you. Either way, the writer's having fun putting that in, if Robert Kardashian actually said that.
But like, one of the best parts about this particular show, and we're gonna talk about both the show and the actual show. Before we go into anything else, let's get a consensus. Who among us, and I wish Christy was here for this. Maybe she'll pop in a little bit later because she does know if the show is happening. But who here thinks OJ was guilty?
Raise your hand.
I do.
I do.
I do. I just...
Now we're,
okay, so Mick, why do you think OJ was guilty?
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with motive or evidence?
Anything. Just tell me. I'll tell you. Okay. Let me start then. I think OJ is guilty. Besides the evidence and besides the motive, the simple fact that he ran is enough in my heart to make me believe that he did. The fact that he ran away with a gun to his head, trying to commit, claiming that he's going to commit suicide. Nobody does that unless they're guilty. Nobody. There's nothing you can argue about that. You can't argue that with me.
No.
Nobody does that unless they're guilty.
Yeah.
The shifty comportment after, you know, being, you know, accused of doing it and trying to get out of town. And
like, I've literally almost done that in exact scenario myself because I've been guilty. Like that's how much I know that he was guilty based on exactly that. Like, you don't do that. Nobody does that unless they're fucking guilty.
Nobody does that if they're in mourning that their ex-wife just got killed.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, well, this is a mistake, and we're gonna clear this up because there can't be evidence to pin me to this because I didn't do it.
No, you run around screaming, why did this happen? Oh God, why did this happen? Can we find the killer of my beloved ex-wife? Can we find her? Can we find that killer? Oh my God. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. Can we find this killer, please? No. This nigga gets into a fucking Ford Bronco with his boy with a gun to his head and drives around, escaping the cops. Going, I'm going to kill myself unless what? Unless we don't even know. The LAPD was so fucking accommodating to this guy. Like, I don't even understand.
Yeah. They were chummy with him.
Like, if he was a random guy off the street, instead of a slow speed chase, they would have hunted him down and shot him before he even got out of the car.
Exactly.
Yeah, not that far.
Especially if he was a black guy. Let's make that clear. Especially if he was a black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but instead, they gave him an escort on the highway. They didn't, you know, blow out his tires and put a roadblock. They let him drive up to his house, come out peacefully. You know, sat him down like, hey.
They let him go walk into his house by himself and surrender peacefully inside his fucking house. Mm-hmm. The LAPD went out of their way to accommodate this murdering piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
For God knows what fucking reason.
Well, because they were sports fans.
Because you were
Raven. Yeah, that was their boy.
So do you, like, Mick, being a football fan, like, do you know the sports accomplishments of O.J. Simpson? Like, is that something you're familiar with?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar.
Oh, okay.
He's a Hall of Fame player. He once held the record for the most yards in a season. He was definitely higher echelon player.
Mm-hmm. Is he still the high school running?
You also have to factor in that this happened a good 10, 12 years after his career was over, but he was still famous for doing
acting roles and commercials and stuff like that. So it wasn't just sports fans.
Yeah, but he wasn't that famous. That's the other thing that Louis and I were talking about. He wasn't that famous. It's not like he was Tom Cruise.
Right. But he was famous enough.
He was in The Naked Gun, which was like...
I know, right? Naked Gun.
See, I don't know.
I
think that's underestimated a little bit. I wouldn't say he was on that level, but I think he was more famous than you're giving him credit for.
That may be true. I'll.
Yeah,
he was also a sideline reporter. So even though he stopped playing, he was still on TV every week on football
true.
Games and stuff
yeah,
like that.
True.
But he also did the Hertz commercials or Avis or one of them.
Yeah.
He's pretty well known for those commercials and stuff like that. I mean,
he did the Hertz commercials.
Yeah, didn't he? It was one of those rental car commercials where he was like
Avis.
I bet that's what Nicole said when he was murdering him.
Hertz.
This hurts.
He should have used a rental. Should have used a rental when he murdered that bitch. That way they wouldn't see her driving away.
So there's a, so that's okay. So. O.J. Simpson was basically escorted to he ran away. There was blood in his Bronco that they found, and this is why I wanted to talk about this, because there's so many places that I'm actually confused as to what we should talk about, because there's literally so much to talk about this thing, because there was blood found in his Bronco that matched Nicole's. Like, so the evidence was actually there. Like, the evidence was actually against him. Like, the prosecution fucked up to an enormous degree. And that's one of the things that I like about this show, is that they're actually showing kind of how the prosecution fucked up. You know, I don't know if it's true. Like, I cannot tell you the veracity of any of the things that are happening on this show, because anytime you get a story that's true to life or whatever, it's been Hollywoodized. There's no way around it. It's been Hollywoodized somehow. But like they were showing how Marcia Clark didn't want to appear racist, so she let like tons of black people into the jury, which was a fucking mistake. Like, if you wanted to win this case, that was a fucking mistake.
Right.
Just enough to see.
Like, that was a tactical error on her part, a huge tactical error, because the entire black community. Go on.
I think something else kind of along those lines is. She brought Christopher Darden on to, I think, kind of appeal to that a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was the one, I think he was the one who let OJ try on the glove, which turned out to be like the biggest disaster they could have.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because as we haven't watched the whole series, okay? We're only about four episodes into it.
Yeah, I'm a quarter of a way in.
We're about four. But honestly, like, Mick, I'm telling you, like, friend to friend, I think you guys should watch this show, especially since you and Erica lived through it. I think you should watch it. Like, we're kind
Very
of addicted
well
to it. Like, anytime we have the chance, we sit down and watch it. It's, they're kind of painting Christopher Darden as a little bit incompetent. Like, they're making it seem.
Right.
Like, he just went up against. They just showed him go up against Johnny Cochran, and Johnny Cochran literally turned to him at the end of a head-to-head battle and said, "Nigga, please."
Well, to back up for a second, it was about the word nigger, because he knew that that the defense would bring up Mark Furman and his racist past. And he was asking
Christopher Darden. What Louis's saying is that Christopher Darden knew that the defense would bring up Mark Furman, who, as we all know, was the racist cop that was involved in the... Right.
So he didn't want the word to even be uttered in the courtroom, Christopher Darden, saying that, all black people are going to, as soon as they hear that word, they're going to take a certain...
They're going to have a visceral reaction, and it's going to cloud their judgment, basically.
Yeah.
Is what he's
saying. So, Edmund Cochran got up and said, of course, we deal with this every day, like, this is the whole point, and that type of thing. And, you know, you give a
He basically said, how dare you think that black people are too dumb to be able to see past that word and not be able to make a proper judgment.
Yeah. And then at the end of that impassioned speech, she turns to him and says, nigga, please. It was beautiful.
It was fucking beautiful. Like I want to find the writer for that and just clap him on the back. Like, that was perfect. A perfect fucking sentence right there. Like, that was fucking perfect. Like, that's when I knew the show was a good show, is when that happened.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. But I don't feel like Christopher Jordan is coming across as incompetent, but like I guess ultimately he is, in the sense that he feels like a certain way, and it's not that, you know what I mean? Like, he thinks he can, you know.
No, it's I'll say. Okay, I'll dial back on that. I'll say he's not coming across as incompetent, but he is outmatched by Johnny Cochran.
Right,
yeah,
he's definitely
sure.
outmastered, and definitely outmastered, and he's just.
And that's another thing I wanted to get into is like one of the things that's so fucked up about the OJ trial is that Johnny Cochran was on the defense, because for all intents and purposes, Johnny Cochran was actually kind of a badass, like in real life outside of this shit.
He was a good lawyer.
He did pro bono work for poor black families who were absolutely shit on by the LAPD. He did a lot of work against the LAPD and it was pro bono. He did stuff like without getting paid for it. That was basically about the NYPD overstepping their reach, which we all know LAPD. We all know the LAPD and the NYPD are corrupt fucking establishment.
Well, yeah.
Everybody knows this. Everybody, like, it's you can't, like, there's just been so much evidence throughout the years, and there still is, that the LAPD is just one of the most corrupt fucking establishments in America.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cochran has literally been fighting against them for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for him to take up this case where somebody is obviously guilty was, to me, heartbreaking. That's like him turning his back on the poor black families and choosing to deal with this wealthy, guilty asshole over the poor black families.
Yeah, but I mean, the show makes it come across as that he actually believed that he was innocent and that he might have been shafted. Yeah, Johnny Cochran believed that. I think if that were to be the case, then, you know, he let emotion certainly cloud his judgment in that regard, at least. But he seems like he truly believes that OJ didn't do it. Apart from everyone else who's on his legal team, comes across as they completely didn't believe that at all.
Well, no, so. Rob Kardashian believes OJ.
Well, Rob Kardashian.
Like, I think that's something that
I can't believe Johnny Cochran doesn't think he did it. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around that.
I know. I just feel like he's too smart of a guy to not realize that this. I think
the concept of the show, it shows one time that he's out with his two little girls. He's the district attorney working for the state, and a cop pulls him over and handcuffs him and throws him on the hood of his own car until he verifies who he is. You know, so he's coming from that perspective, you know, like that is clouding his thought process.
Yes.
So. Yeah, I don't know what to think on that one.
So that kind of slightly off topic, but not. So John Travolta plays Rob Shapiro, who was for the beginning of the trial. He was the head. He was the head lawyer. He was the guy who called all the shots, which was taken away from him because he was fairly incompetent. The guy was kind of a tool.
Right.
He went on vacation. when this trial was going on, I don't know how true this is. Like I said, I can't verify the veracity of any of this stuff. But apparently during the trial, like when things were getting heated, he went on vacation for like a weekend.
Went away to Hawaii.
You know?
So.
He went to Hawaii. Like, he went on vacation for a weekend, which is like, it's just, it's ridiculous. But
this is the trial
John
of
the Travolta,
century. You got to suspend everything. You got to work 7 days a week for months.
Even if it's not the trial of the century, if you're involved in a very important case, like, you don't go on fucking vacation. That's what lawyers do.
No.
Like, you know, that's just what lawyers do. But I got to say that John Travolta looks like shit.
Yeah, oof. That's terrible.
I don't know, is that him trying to portray the character, or is he just really looking that bad these days?
I just think
like, he might actually look like shit.
No, I think it's because he looks like shit because he's bald. We all know John Travolta is bald, right? And we know that he's gay, right? Does everybody agree that John Travolta is probably gay?
You don't like
Louis
those,
refuses to believe that John
is?
Travolta. Louis doesn't want to believe that John Travolta has tried to sleep with pretty much every masseuse that he's ever come across.
Right.
It's a lie. You know it.
No, I don't know it. There's been so many reports of John Travolta coming on to, like, it's hard to believe that he's not gay. Like, I want to believe that he's not. You know what? I don't care if he's gay or not. That doesn't matter to me because you know what? I don't give a fuck if somebody's gay. You're a homophobe, Louis, and you don't want to believe that he's gay because you don't want to believe that your fucking Pulp Fiction hero could be a fucking homo. But you know what? It's okay to be a homo. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Bag it up.
All right. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's married to a woman and
He's married to a fairly attractive woman as well.
But Winston Wolf said, let's
hook him up to a.
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
when Winston Wolf said, let's not go sucking each other's dicks just yet, did they have to stop and take because John Travolta was upset by that statement?
Yeah.
No, Samuel L. Jackson was upset because John Travolta literally tried to do it. That's what happened.
I'm like, oh, damn.
He actually,
actually,
when Winston Wolf said that, that was actually not part of the script. John Travolta had literally just tried to suck Samuel Jackson's cock.
Yeah, he just had to calm John Travolta down from sucking everybody's
dick. That's a good one.
John Travolta was in a panic. He was like, this scene is really intense. Should I just suck everyone's dick?
I'm a method actor, guys. I get into it. I take shots of cum in my mouth, so I take loads of them if I have to for a role. Not good. So my question is, what if we were to hook up John Travolta to one of those, to a lie detector machine, or, you know, to somehow verify if he's gay or not? And it turns out he's straight. And these are all rumors.
Mm.
You would feel terrible.
Are you asking what if John Travolta was actually really straight and these are just rumors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he's straight. That's my whole point, man. Who gives a shit? It's okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Either way is okay, dude.
Let him come out.
He had a phenomenal career regardless of his preferences.
Yeah, this is leave the poor guy alone. If he wants to live a lie, then you know, we got to back his lie.
It's just I think the problem is that he's been aggressive with his sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I think the problem with the fact that Christy, is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
You got here just in time. You literally just made the cutoff before the show stopped accepting calls.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry.
So we're talking about the people versus
OJ
Simpson.
Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did that shit, but we don't care. <his black coat. laughs> We don't care. Let us have one.
That's basically
you already had R. You have R. Kelly. R. Kelly got off. You don't need O.J. Simpson. He's done. O.J. Simpson has literally done nothing for the black community. Nothing.
I know, but just let us have this one. Let us have it.
The black community
needs
itself.
He is.
You're
not benefiting in any way from him being innocent.
And he wound up in jail anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He did that shit.
It would be eventuality. That nigga was going to jail one way or the other.
Well, he did.
No,
he did. He wound up going to, he wound up going to jail over the stupidest. This is the other thing that makes me so fucking furious about O.J. Simpson in general. He went to jail over the dumbest fucking shit. He and a bunch of other guys broke into like a sports memorabilia museum and tried to steal sports including some of, I think some of O.J.'s own sports memorabilia was in the museum.
Well, no,
but they tried to
What happened was he's saying his story was that somebody was trying to sell his stuff and he was trying to get it back. But what happened was when him and his boys went to go confront the people who had his stuff, they did so wielding guns in a hotel room.
Yeah, baby.
So basically they got charged.
They just
with,
robbed him.
Yeah, they basically robbed the guys at gunpoint.
That's because O.J. Simpson is a fucking thug. O.J. Simpson is a rich, semi-white thug. That's why.
Entitled.
Yeah.
Entitled as shit.
Because you got to remember, when you get so rich, it don't matter if you're black and white. You're just automatically white.
That's right.
Don't matter if you're black, white, Asian. Once you get rich, it don't matter. You're white now. So I'm almost
white.
Like
in the casting of this show, they cast David Schwimmer as Rob Kardashian, which I don't think he's doing a bad job, but I just think there's no reason to cast David Schwimmer for any reason.
Oh, give him a chance. Mike, give him a chance. He did.
I gave him a chance on Friends. I gave him a chance on Friends.
What?
Okay.
I never watched Friends. How? What?
Well, I'm white, so I did. If you're white, you automatically have to watch Friends.
That's true.
Insulted.
That's just the way it is, sweetheart. Like, you can't blame me for that. That's just the rules.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I got offended.
That's just the way it is. If you're white, you've got to watch at least two seasons of Friends.
Right.
All right. True. Okay.
You got to
which,
at least,
you know, Louis is Puerto Rican,
up.
But he's seen Friends, so Louis is definitely white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. More blanco.
So they cast Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. on this show, which Cuba's actually not doing. I have to say, Cuba's not doing a bad job. However, O.J. Simpson is a huge dude. Like, he's not – Cuba Gooding Jr. is kind of a shrimpy little guy. Like, I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
But O.J. Simpson was an imposing guy, which is why Nicole was fucking afraid of him when he used to beat the shit out of her, which he used to do. Which there's actually police proof that he used to do. It's not like people just made up the fact that O.J. Simpson used to beat the shit out of his wife. It's not a rumor. There's like proof. There's like physical, like there's photographs and shit. By the way, I looked up Nicole Simpson Uncensored when I was doing research for the show. And they actually have pictures of her with her neck slit open, like everywhere. They have like,
ugh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, no,
it's real bad.
No, thank you.
No, it's fucking bad. It's really bad.
You know
but
me.
Apparently,
I'm like, let me see, but no, thank you.
Do you guys remember Faye Resnick? Her like trashy Jew best friend.
Vaguely.
Yeah, from
I don't really remember
Larry
what her role was. But
she wrote like a tell-all book and shit
King.
Like that.
That's the
she
only
wrote, like,
remembrance
book.
I have.
Yeah, no, she was
her.
On Larry King. Yep, exactly. Yeah, she was on Larry King. Well, apparently she
I
did a Playboy
the
shoot. So I, looked, so I had
did
to look
she?
That up, too, of course. Yeah. She had a great body, except for that like, she has, like, this Hollywood, like, pinched, horrible face.
Like she's smelling
like,
something
like,
bad perpetually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like it's just a stank-ass smell everywhere she goes. Even when
yeah.
she's smiling, it looks like she's smelling something bad. Yep.
She has huge nostrils is what it is. I'm looking at her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ginormous
and her mouth is always
puppy.
Turnt up. The turnt up mouth. Like,
yeah, it's that like it. Half plastic surgery, half like Hollywood whore type of thing.
Like I got a dick in my mouth and it tastes horrible and there's a nasty smell in this hotel room. I hate everybody, including myself. That's why I'm going to sell out my dead friend and tell all books saying we were co-cords and we just took it up the ass all day because that's what we did.
Is that right? Is that really right?
She had nasty things. I mean, they were describing like these parties, you know, rich bitches with nothing better to do than to, you know, suck each other's husbands. I don't know. Whatever. Why not?
Happens in LA. Interesting. Damn. I have to go.
But it was like from, you know, Family Murders is like tabloid fare. Like she was just doing it for the money. You know, the trial wasn't even over yet. She was talking about a goddamn book.
I think it barely started. I don't even think it started. She had the book out already. She goes mm-hmm. to say in the book that yeah, the OJ and her and Nicole Brown Simpson had like a crazy whatchamacallit, like a relationship after they got divorced. So OJ was
they were
so
girlfriends?
Obsessed with her. He, you know, OJ and Nicole still had a crazy relationship after the divorce. They were still banging each other, and but yet she'd go see other guys.
I think there was some lesbian sex involved, though.
Mm-hmm.
Was there?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that's somebody said that on the show. One of the guys who was in the court was reading it said like lesbian sex, page 200 something.
Oh, man. Damn, no wonder he killed her. He lost, you know, an amazing girl.
She was fucking everybody, apparently, after they broke up.
Damn. One thing that just, I was like, what the fuck? That apparently he was so obsessed with her, he'd follow her around, and when she'd go bang some dude, he'd be, like, hiding in the bushes watching. That's unhealthy.
I wonder if he jerked off while he was hiding in the bushes. I can only believe
like
that he
an angry,
did.
Angry ass jerk, like, I'm going to kill that bitch.
Yeah.
Angry bush jerks. We've all had an angry bush jerk, haven't we?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man.
Some form of
remember
fashion.
Having
a... I'm having one right now.
Are you that bad?
Yeah. Is that you out my window?
Yeah, it's freaking
yeah,
cold out here, man.
Wait, is Mick outside?
No, I'm in.
Mick,
no,
what are you jerking
no.
off to? We're literally not doing anything in here.
That's the meaning of that Melissa Etheridge song.
I just need the voice. I don't need a visual.
Jerking off.
Straight by the light of the moon. Angry as a motherfucker.
That's me.
Angry as an OJ.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill that bitch soon.
I'm going to OJ that bitch.
That rhymed. That was good. I like that.
You're
good.
Welcome.
It was.
Good shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and Christy, I don't know if you know what we're talking about, but Louie and I are watching The People vs. OJ Simpson on Netflix, which I highly recommend.
I
highly recommend it. You seen
it?
Yeah, I've seen it a minute ago.
OJ did it?
OJ did that shit. Listen, I remember when it came out. I was watching the trial. I remember I was like, what was 10th grade maybe? I don't know, something like that. You know?
Right. We were in like 10th grade when that shit happened.
I remember watching basketball and them interrupting the goddamn show. I do remember chase. Yeah, the fucking the Bronco chase. I remember all that crazy shit. And the Chinese judge or Japanese Ito, whatever in the hell. And I remember the goddamn surfer dude. He looked like they just woke him up like 5 seconds and threw him on the stand like, answer the fucking question, Kato. And he's just like, what the fuck is going on down? What? He could focus on shit. And I remember all that shit, you know? I remember when they all did the thing. I'm like, damn, they gonna make him try on the gloves with them big ass meat hooks and the goddamn plastic thing, man. He's faking. He can put some shit on.
They made him try that. See, we haven't gotten to that part yet in the show, but
yeah.
I couldn't have been more than like maybe like 14, 15, I think.
Yeah.
When that shit was going on.
That.
And I knew even back then, I was like, he's wearing a plastic glove over his hand. How is he going to fit into that glove? And meanwhile, it's a leather glove, and it's been sitting in like dirt, in wet dirt, before you put it in there. It's going to fucking shrink. Like leather is a volatile material. You can't be like, it's not going to fucking fit. And of course, like, I don't know who made that decision.
Well,
I'm hoping it wasn't poor Chris Darden. I'm hoping it wasn't poor Chris Darden that made that decision.
Listen,
I think it was.
Listen,
but not only that,
I remember being
Mick, we have to defer to the only black person on the show. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, so I remember when the verdict came out, right? And there's like, we the people find that OJ is not guilty, and everybody's like the big gasp and stuff. And then I remember, you know, my grandma, my mom, and we all around the TV and stuff, and they're like, yay! And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? This is I'm the minority in this. I'm like, okay, I got to shut the fuck up. Don't react to this shit. What? I just remember it was like, I felt like it was like a Twilight Zone episode. Like, we're cheering? What? I didn't expect that.
Well, see, what I was going to say about the whole glove thing is, I think it was Darden who implemented that strategy, which is a disaster. But even with the factors you guys talked about the wear and tear on the glove and the mud on the glove and stuff like that, obviously OJ's not going to try on the glove and be like, damn, this fits really good.
He's not gonna say that. No.
He's an actor, and he's basically fighting for his life. He's obviously gonna fight and struggle and try to be like, oh man, this is really hard to get on. Like, he's not gonna be like, wow, that's a gross slipper.
If you remember that,
this
is fine. And that's what he did too. He made faces like, oh, I can't get this on.
Oh man, this is hurt.
Looking at like Jerry, like,
that was basically one of the stupidest things that the prosecution could have done. They did a lot of stupid things.
Like, could Mark Farnan
but that
on
was
the
a big.
Stand?
Well, yeah, they went into some of that too on the show. Yeah, they went into some of that, you know, because the guy, something that I didn't know, which they showed on the TV show, and I don't know how I don't know if this is actually true, but it sounds true, so I'm choosing to believe it. Is that Mark Furman sued the LAPD, for making him racist. That is, according to the show at least, 100% true. That he was admitting that he was racist, and it was the LAPD that caused him to be racist in the first place.
I think they did allude to that in the documentary as well,
Yeah, they did.
That's surreal.
Why would you put that motherfucker on the stand? That is the most damning piece of evidence ever. The dude admits, they have him literally on tape saying, fuck niggers. They have him literally saying the words, fuck niggers on tape. And they
put
him on the stand.
If I was Mark Furman, I'd be embarrassed. How dare you? Yeah, they made me fucking racist. Now I can't stop saying nigga every time I look at a black person. I just want to kill them. You know, that doesn't even make sense. You're racist before